Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week's episode is entitled The Johnson Treatment. I'm going to have a really hard time keeping a straight face and not laughing during this episode, but I am going to give you a really big warning at the beginning here. We are going to be talking about male genitals, so if you're listening to this in front of your kids or without headphones at work, you know the drill. President Lyndon Baines Johnson, from Texas, was not known to be a super classy guy. While he was known for quite a few social faux pas, there was one in particular that unfortunately became legendary. LBJ had the unfortunate habit of, well, whipping out one particular body part in mixed company. Johnson's Johnson was nicknamed Jumbo, and he really enjoyed showing it to people, usually at inappropriate times. This jokingly became known as the Johnson Treatment. During the Vietnam War, a journalist asked politely how LBJ could justify continuing participation in the conflict. He asked all the women in the room to leave, then pulled out Jumbo, yelling, "That's why." It wasn't uncommon for LBJ to make sure to stand next to senators passing legislation while they took a break at the urinal. He enjoyed turning to the man next to him while exposing his genitals, commenting on how big Jumbo was, and then going on about whatever legislation he was hoping to pass. Even when speaking to congressmen and senators, it really wasn't uncommon for LBJ to adjust himself in public. In one infamous press conference on Air Force One, LBJ stripped down to nothing but a towel, saying it was too hot, and then he kept moving the towel to use it to make points. Even worse, he demanded that additional shower heads be installed in the presidential bathroom that would aim directly at his penis. And evidently, this request did not go over well, and when the plumbers advised that this was going to be a huge change that would cost a ton of money and take a lot of work, Johnson didn't like that. He was recorded as saying, "If I can move 10,000 troops in a day, you can fix a bathroom any way I want it." The end result involved installing a special water tank, a pump, and six body spray nozzles, costing tens of thousands of dollars. It was paid for with funds originally allocated for the president's security detail. Oh, and that shower? It constantly broke down and required at least five replacements. Well, today this sort of stuff would become an internet sensation. Reporters at the time intentionally kept it quiet, thinking the general public would find it inappropriate. Maybe that's because it was. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I know that one is a little bit more bizarre than what we normally do, but I thought it was hilarious. Have a great day, a wonderful week, and the first book, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin, is available at our Amazon, or in Amazon, on Amazon, whatever that is. And also the second book is being formatted. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.